Good morning, dear listeners. Today we continue our podcast series about therapeutic mushrooms. According to my book, Healing with Mycotherapy, and the topic of today's podcast is the pharmacologically active compounds contained in the therapeutic mushrooms, which are described in the book. So basically, the most important compounds that are contained in mushrooms are glycoproteins. Now, glycoproteins include different complexes, molecular complexes, and like beta-glucans, polysaccharides, and complex carbohydrates and proteins. And so among the glycoproteins contained in the mushrooms, the one of the strongest and the most well-known component is the polysaccharide content. Now, polysaccharides basically are glycoproteins. They are they are contained in most mushrooms, if not all therapeutic mushrooms, and usually they are also when you buy some powders or pills, it's usually the most important thing to check the amount of quantity or the percentage of polysaccharides that have been extracted from the mushroom. So they have an important physiological effect on the immune system, and that includes immune modulation, their antioxidants, they antiviral, they have antiviral and anti-tumor properties, and they also have an anti-inflammatory actions. Now, among the polysaccharides, the beta-glucans, which is a type of polysaccharides, are the most important. They're alpha-glucans and beta-glucans, and beta-glucans are included in the mushrooms in quite good quantities in some of the therapeutic mushrooms. And they are biological response modifiers. They support and activate the immune responses to fight off viral, bacterial, fungal, and parasitic infections. And they stimulate both the innate immune system and the adaptive immune system. And there have been hundreds of studies completed on beta-glucans, and more research is underway. So beta-glucans are a type of polysaccharides which are included in most mushrooms, and they are a kind of nutritional energy for the immune system. And this is what one should look for in a mushroom powder or a mushroom pill, the amount of beta-glucans. The second most important component is called triterpenes. So triterpenes are active substances. They're present in the spores of the mushroom and the lamellae of the mushroom cap, so of the mushroom cap. And they're most abundant metabolites beside the polysaccharides. These two are the most important. So they also carry out important anti-inflammatory, anti-allergic, and support the immune system with antiviral and antibacterial activity. They are powerful antioxidants, and they are also stimulators of the bile, and they counteract the development of tumor cells in some ways. Then we have enzymes, which are very, very important, because enzymes contribute to all the reactions in our organism. And some enzymes are produced by the body directly, but some others must be ingested with the diet somehow. So mushrooms are generally very rich in enzymes. The dry whole mushroom powder maintains usually all its enzymes in synergy with the vitamins and minerals. But obviously, you know, we need to find a good producer, and they enzymes are very highly detoxifying for the liver's metabolism, which is dividing two phases, but we're not going to talk too much about that. It's all written and described in the book. Next is vitamins and minerals. Most mushrooms contain the B group vitamins, B1, 2, 3, 6, and 12. And these are fundamental for energy metabolisms. And also vitamin E for its antioxidant effect. The minerals that are present in greatest quantities are potassium, phosphorus, and calcium. And chitin is also present. Chitin is a substance which is very important, because when it is broken down into glucosamine, contributes to the formation of the cartilage, tendons, ligaments, bones. And we know, most of us know already, glucosamine, how important it is, and chitin in some part is contained in some mushrooms. So this is all for this podcast. We will, from the next podcast, we are going to look into each mushroom that are described in the book, and the first one is going to be the agaricus. So thank you for listening, and I look forward to speak to you in the next podcast.